And so, did you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good? I don't know.
Question authority.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
All right, welcome to Dispatches from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us. We're coming at you from the underground in New York City. That's where we are. This is what we do, and I'm glad you could join us down here. Generally, on the show, we have two major objectives. Usually, what we're trying to do is take things that are going on in the mainstream, the things that we're subjected to in this culture, the ideas, the bullshit, the fucking cultural bombardment that we're just constantly hit with in the society that we are living in. We try to take those down to our level. We try to play with them, understand them, look at them from different perspectives, and overall, just get a better way to deal with the bullshit. Maybe there's something good in it. Maybe there's something that we should be taking from it. Usually, it's just shitting on the terrible things that we're subjected to, and hopefully, through all that, becoming a little more empowered to deal with it and live our lives the way we should live them, with heart and passion for the people. And that's what we do on the other side, which is we examine the underground, the people, the activists, the musicians, the things that are all too often overlooked in our mainstream culture. We try to amplify those things, get better in touch with them, and better understand them. That's generally what we try to do on this show. However, this week is a little bit different, and we're going to cut to the chase real quick. This week, we're going to do an interview with some bands that I had a chance to interview while they were on tour. I think by the time this airs, their tour might be over. But they played in New York City. My band, Joey Steele and the Attitude, just for my Motown hardcore band, played with them when they came through New York City as part of Scenic Presents, which is a great concert promoter here in New York City. And afterwards, we all kind of hung out at my place and just did a little interview. And I'm super glad we had a chance to hang out and have some fun. And then also on top of it, record a little bit of it, a little bit of that hangout for you all tonight. I'm going to warn you real quick before we talk about who's on the show that there is a little bit of chaos in the interview. So I tried to manage it as much as possible. And I try to remind folks that we are recording midway through several times. But, you know, punks will be punks. So it is what it is. I think this is still a really great interview. I think you're really going to enjoy it. I think there's a lot of great substance in it, and there's some good times too. So hopefully that comes through. The two bands that were on tour were Escape from the Zoo from Houston, Texas, and We the Heathens from Wisconsin. They're on tour together. Escape from the Zoo has Jesse from Days and Days, and We the Heathens was with Days and Days before that. So they've been on tour together for quite some time, although I think this leg, they were only maybe a month together. So that's a pretty short time for these guys who are road dogs, are constantly touring. We're going to talk to them about their music. We're going to talk to them about some crazy shit that happened on tour. We're going to talk to them about some crazy shit that happened while we're interviewing. And it's just going to be a party for years. I think you're really going to enjoy it. You're going to have, if you have 1/10 of the amount of fun listening to it that we had recording it, it's going to be a blast. Before we get to Escape from the Zoo and We the Heathens, I want to say a few thank yous. I want to thank Real Punk Radio at realpunkradio.com for always airing Dispatch from the Underground. You can catch it every Wednesday night on Real Punk Radio's incredible lineup. Go to realpunkradio.com, and on Wednesday night, you can hear us at 11 p.m. Right after Tommy Unit's show. I want to thank everybody in the Dispatch from the Underground Collective. I haven't thanked them properly since we did Punk Island. Everybody at Dispatches did a fantastic job helping us pull Punk Island off. I know it was a little while back, but still, I want to say thank you very much to everybody who helped out, especially Lauren and Jason and Christine, Caitlin, Corey, Brandon. They were just endlessly supportive and helpful. Rob was a huge help. All the guys in All Torn Up who helped lend me some gear, especially Soren, our drummer in All Torn Up. He lent us a ton of the gear that we used to make our stage possible, and helps me endlessly. So thank you very much, Soren, for everything you do to help us. But also, Philippe, Cello, Moose from Scum City lent us a bunch of stuff to help make this happen. Thank you all very much. And again, I can't say it enough, but huge, huge thank you to my loving wife, Christine, and my dear friend, Jason. Without them, I would not fucking do Punk Island, no question about it. So thank you all for working so hard to make our stage sound good and waking up at like 4 a.m. to make it happen. Thank you very much. Obviously, thank you to all the bands that showed up. Everybody on this on my stages here showed up on time, early, and ready to go. So that was a big help as well. And yeah, it was a smooth show. So thank you all very much. We're talking right now whether or not we're going to do Punk Island again, whether I'm going to be involved. And hopefully I will update you soon on what's going to happen on that front. But thank you everyone who came out. Thanks everyone who helped out. And if I missed anybody, I'm sorry. You can give me shit when I see you later. While we're thanking folks, I want to say thank you real quick to We the Heathens and Escape from the Zoo for making such great music that they make, but also for always keeping it super DIY, always keeping it super close to home, and always watching out for your friends and family. I really appreciate these guys taking time out of their busy tour schedule. You know, they headed to Connecticut as soon as this night was up. They were headed to Connecticut, so I know it was a crunch to get this interview in. I really appreciate it. So thank y'all, and let's get right to it. Here is We the Heathens from Wisconsin and Escape from the Zoo from Texas. We're going to listen to some of their tunes, and then we're going to talk a bunch of shit. Hope y'all dig it. Get down. Before we get too far into this episode, I want to listen to a tune. So this is a tune that Jesse actually asked me to do a verse for and to help out in the chorus of. It's for the band that he is in called Days and Days, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. And if you're not familiar with them, you should get familiar with them very quickly. They are an absolutely incredible band, and they are, I don't know what is more than on the rise. They have risen. This is actually how I know Jesse, is because my band All Torn Up toured with Days and Days. So that's how I got to know Jesse, and that's how I got to know all these folks in Escape from the Zoo, because they were on a bunch of the dates with us. And first time we played together was actually in Memphis with Tyler and his band SVU, the great band down in Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. And that's how I met Escape from the Zoo. That's how I met all these guys. And they're fantastic. I did this song with these guys a couple of months ago. It's called Save Life. And yeah, it's about killing cops, which is something I'm very passionate about. I think they did a great job in this, and I'm super proud to have been involved in it. So thank you, Jesse, for having me on, and thank you, Days and Days, for putting out this incredible tune, Save a Life by Days and Days. Get down.
Life to kill a cop, back to side, robotic drop, red and blue lights, flood the streets, highlights another tragedy. You reach for your ID, you pick your just another sense of take another innocent to pull a button, I guarantee that nigga walk. Better mind your peace and cues, the general law will come for you. The power trip and terrorize the feet off your obedience. Perk your ears and know your rights. Tribulation, join the fight. Spread the world of all police. Go out and kill a cop.
They don't serve and protect you. They kill and neglect you. Sit there, they're the boo, you're the boss. They don't serve and protect you. They kill and neglect you. So go save a life, kill a cop. All the same, red lines and less suffering. Nominations, don't pass us to murder. And a club to drive these police. You mind what we say? We live for justice, so save a night. They don't serve and protect you. They kill and neglect you. They're dead and the boo, you're the boss. They don't serve and protect you. They kill and neglect you. So go save a life, kill a god.
Go save a life, you're a cop.
All right, we are recording now, just for posterity's sake, in case you want to refer to the Sour Patch Kid dust that y'all fucking got collected over here. We are sitting in our studio. We just got finished with a show with Escape from the Zoo, We the Heathens, and the Attitude Adjusters, and Odyssey Transfer, and we're fucking hanging out, having a good time. I'm sitting here. I'm not even going to try. We should say our names and what band we're in so that people can hear our voices associated with our names. Yeah. But we're going to go around this table we got here. So let's fucking do this. Jesse, you start us off, bro.
I am Jesse from Escape from the Zoo and Days and Days and Chad H. George and We the Heathens.
And you're in Leftover Crack now, right?
I'm also J.C. from Brocross. Oh,
Brocross! Right.
Fuck me, I'm Veronica Batman. I'm Veronica. I'm in Escape from the Zoo.
I'm Adam.
This is going to be a long interview, guys.
I'm from We the Heathens, Warthorn, Wardens, We the Heathens,
Solo Steps,
Metallica, and Megadeth. Currently, both at the same time.
Are you in Mega Metallica also?
I haven't had much time for Megadeth or
Metallica
because I'm in a band called Five Finger Death Punch. But anyways,
oh my god! Yeah, hi, I'm Revan. I'm in We the Heathens. That's it.
My name's Gary Busey. How are you doing?
My name's Coy. I'm in Escape from the Zoo, and I also play Escape from the Zoo, and. Chad H. George stuff, you know. There you go.
Hi, I'm Paxton. I'm from Escape from the Zoo and Brocross.
Oh, shit. I forgot to say I was from Brocross.
Yeah, I'm Elliot from We the Heathens. Atrocity Solution.
So,
this is Adam again. I just wanted to say that my main band is actually Brocrust with Jess C and my man Paxton.
I'm so glad you could take time off the tour of Metallica. It's super cool, Adam. You fucking did that, dude. I would like to see Metallica with the guitar you play. What do you? Is that called a guitar? What is that called?
It's called.
They're not serious. I can see in your eyes before you answer the question that this is not going to be a serious answer, and you're coming up with some shit.
No,
to call it.
Is
it called a ukulele? It's not. But it's bigger than
no.
ukulele.
No, don't even say that.
I didn't say it. Someone else fucking. I gotta edit this shit, motherfuckers. This is the worst. We are never gonna be able to edit this fucking interview.
Anyways, no. It's called a phalali.
Half fellatio, half ukulele.
It's a
phalali.
Well,
I've never.
It originates in the milk house of Norrie, Wisconsin. My grandpa's farm. He came up with it, and I just, you know. The phalali is just, you know, it was made out of the scraps of this old milk tank we had. So
it's a mandolin. Adam plays the
Thank
mandolin.
You, Jesse. I would like to see Metallica with a mandolin in it. I think that would be good. I think it would really confuse Lars, your boy Lars.
I agree. That is my dream.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's all I want.
Also, I think it would be the only way to make Metallica worse would be to put, no offense to mandolin players or Metallica. But yeah, that would be the only way to make him go down.
Really,
step.
I could play mandolin for Slayer. Hey, Slayer.
Yeah,
can
Slayer.
Can I play mandolin for you one time?
Veronica, like a good way not to reach Slayer is do this podcast. They're not listening. So how did this tour? And I know y'all have known each other for a long time, but how did? I want to know the original story of how y'all got together. Jesse and We the Heathens. Like, how did you guys get hooked up?
For this tour?
No, I mean just like take me back. Background singers when
shit, how did we meet up?
Hey, Paxton, when you guys talk in the background, we hear it.
I'm not talking at all.
You fuckers.
That's gonna give our origin story.
What? Yeah, we're doing the origin story, the original.
He's gonna give it to you.
We have to concentrate.
Well, people.
Oh
were
yeah, no, that was true. That was true. We heard you. No, we heard you guys on YouTube or something, and then Jordan Steele.
Jordan Steele.
Oh,
probably my cousin.
Jordan Steele from Low Cash. He set us up with a show with you guys. It was in Shiprock, at the Mod. And then we played Prescott and Flagstaff with y'all.
So We the Heathens was already playing. They were already a band.
Yeah.
And Days and Days was your...
This is pre-Escape from Z.
So yeah. Days and Days was your only band at the time. Mainly your band.
Yeah.
So yeah. you guys just straight up saw him, and you just got and someone awesome named Steel just connected you two.
Yeah, we just.
So how did this love affair begin? Because y'all do everything so much together, and it's just so natural.
It's a love affair.
Oh no, yeah, this is not a love affair.
Oh, it is.
Jesse wants an Elliot's pants, and it's a really, really long, drawn.
I'm sure it is really long, Elliot. I'm sure it is.
Longest direction.
Well, I
dude, yeah. We're talking spaghetti.
How skinny?
Dude, it's the motion of the.
Have
ocean.
You ever?
How skinny is it?
It's like
mandolin. It's like mandolin string skinny.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know. After we played with them, I admittedly there's a lot of bands that I play with on tour and. They're great live, and I'll listen to their CDs and stuff.
You can talk shit. You're here. You're right. We're right here, bro.
No,
it's fine.
I'm just saying, not every band that you play with is gonna stick with you, but
yeah,
I play with Lee the Heathens, and they fucking man, they got me deep.
Yeah, like it's under your skin.
And then okay, Elliot.
Is it uncomfortable that you guys are sitting so far apart?
It's fine. We're actually very close. No, I don't want your Rice Krispie right now. No, the feeling is Rice Krusty. Shut up. Shut up.
None of this is going to be edited. Zero. Just to be fucking clear about this.
The feeling is mutual. I feel like when we toured with Days and Days, it was like we found our like other half, and hanging out with all you guys. That's super gay. I don't give a fuck. I'll get.
You know, everybody just get in touch with your emotions. There's nothing
with that. I'll smoke some beers with y'all. You know, smoking hops.
Oh, you got hops.
Smoking hops.
You got hops.
All right, so let's talk about this tour. How long have you guys been on the road together at this leg?
This leg of the tour is, yeah.
2 weeks.
Because we just did, how long did we do with Days and Days?
Days and We the Heathens were together before this.
Like 2.5 weeks. So yeah.
We're a month in.
And
then we exchanged some band
We're
going to
be on the road exactly like a month and 2 days. Something like that.
Right on. Yeah, we only have like,
and you guys are like a month.
A week left.
How the show's been?
We only have two more shows together?
Great.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Great, not giant. Doesn't matter. Don't care.
Oh, numbers don't matter.
Fucking fantastic.
I called Jesse. I'm like, Jesse, you guys are coming to New York. I'm like, Jesse, do you guys need anything? And he sends me like this cryptic, not making sense message at all. I didn't understand anything that was in the message. And
I was so tired.
It was so...
right after we played Skatopia at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh.
And then we had to drag their van out of a fucking mud pit.
Wait, what happened at Skatopia?
So we showed
you guys parked in a mud pit like a fucking bunch of dummies.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We set ourselves up for failure for sure. But we showed up the second day of Bull Bash.
You gotta talk right into it.
Oh yeah, sorry. So we showed up the second day of Bull Bash, and when the way they did it this year is you show up and then they assign you your time slot based on when you show up. So we were like the last two bands there.
Of course.
So they assigned us 4:30 in the morning and 5:30 in the morning on Sunday. So, on Saturday.
Sunday morning. It is Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah, yeah, on Sunday.
Sorry,
Sunday morning. So our goal, our plan was, okay, we're already here. Let's just get hammered drunk. We'll skate, and then we'll all pass out at like 10, and that way we can like set our alarms for like 3, and then we'll wake up, and then we'll get drunk again, and then play at 4:30 in the morning.
Was Jesse? Jesse was the only one who woke up, and he woke up at 5 in the morning, and he was like, "I got this," and he woke everyone up. He's like, "Who's playing? You're not playing. It's fine. We're playing," and he was on it. It was.
So we woke up and we dragged all of our shit.
Days or Escape from the Zoo?
Escape from the Zoo. So we dragged all the amps and the drums and shit like 100 yards through the mud to this fucking sketchy, like rusted out. It's just like a big rusty piece of metal stage that they had a PA on. And we set everything up and we played to the sunrise. And it was fucking magnificent.
It was like Jimi Hendrix.
It was awesome. Like I watched the sunrise as we were screaming into the abyss while there's still the embers of the gigantic bonfire.
The sound
guy
came up all big-eyed afterwards, just like, "You guys were so good." Because he was the sound guy for the whole day. Nice. So he had been running sound for like 14 hours.
Oh, my God.
And he was just like, "You guys. But he killed it. He's so good at his job."
Oh, to do that job, you would have had to have been on copious amounts of
uppers. That's why I said big-eyed. I was trying to be subtle.
Yeah, the subtlety is going to be... No, the subtlety might go over this crowd. Just so we're clear. The subtlety is not our strong suit.
So we played that.
Wait, so how did... So you got stuck in the mud?
Our van slowly sunk into the mud pit at Skatopia. So if you park, there's this one large area that turns into a mud pit every time it rains, and our vans sunk in because we slept in them. So all of the weight made our vans like sink into the mud pit. So
you guys too? You guys too?
Yeah.
It was mainly them.
Oh. So whose vans slanked into the fucking mud?
It was mainly We the Heathens.
We had a trailer. We got the trailer.
Well, because we're the fattest.
So
I was passed out the entire time, though, so I don't actually know what happened. But
oh, man.
We have the biggest booze stock, so it's kind of heavy.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I'm
a
sure
goddamn
that's
shame.
What it was.
It's a goddamn shame Adam's dick. Eyes Elliot. Are not on.
Elliot's dick weighs like 30 fucking pounds and just sunk the van into.
Just coils up.
Elliot's dick fell on my foot once, and I had to call into work and shit. Like,
oh my god!
Not because your foot was hurt, just because we had to call on a crane to get it off my foot. I couldn't get out.
He stubbed his toe.
Not because he had to call on a crane, or because he was hurt. He was just so excited that he couldn't. But yeah, we had to drag the.
He was shitting in a porta potty. The reason his dick is so big is that he was shitting in a porta potty, and this fucking like black widow was in there, and it bit him like on the dick, and it just swelled the fuck up, and he like
it
was like running back.
Back
to the van, like, "Guys, my dick hurts," and then he tripped, and it fell on my foot, and I was like, "God,
it's like
fuck!"
It's like Spider-Man, but spider dick instead.
Spider dick.
You guys are gonna.
I'm Scott Spider dick.
I would like to know how much of that. There's some portion of that story that must be true.
None of that is true.
Where did the fucking spider come from?
Man, that was that tangent was absurd.
Because my name is Scott Spiderman. I don't know if you knew that.
I should know people's secret identities, though, to be fair.
So, back to the story, the real story, that we had to grab, like, a rope, and there's, like 7 people all, was it 9? 9 people, so we got the van out, and then they had to attach the trailer, there's, like, 9 dudes, at, like, 6 in the morning, just
that was
muscling
how,
it
how
out.
How long ago was that? How many days ago was that?
It's like 3 days, 4 days ago.
Okay, so the entire like point of this conversation was you sent me an insane text, but that was not the same day of this.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, because we played at 5:30, and then we went to Pittsburgh and played another show that night, and then we had to.
It was in Pittsburgh.
Go and,
on the way to Pittsburgh.
Jesse sent me
So we played two shows in one day, one at 5:30, one at I entered REM sleep like four times in a 24-hour period and got drunk. Yeah, three times. So like I got drunk at 5:30 to play. And then I went to sleep, and then I got drunk in the car, and then I went to sleep.
Had I had that information, these texts would have actually made a lot more sense.
What did I send you?
Oh, man.
What do you need? And I was like, well, I need a PA.
No. Yeah, let's just go to the fucking playback.
Can we pull a Harmon? Can you read what I sent you, and I'll read what you sent me?
I might have not made sense, too, but I have no good excuse for mine.
Can we do it back and forth like that?
Yeah.
Let me pull it up on mine, too.
I don't know where it is. All of the background conversation you guys are having are dragging this into the mud. So.
Hey, background conversation. Gotta cut it out.
You're ruining
everything.
It's getting lost. It's going to be difficult to do this. All right, so, yeah.
Okay, let me.
We actually talked a lot, mostly me. I fucking sent you some shit.
Okay, so it starts on Tuesday, June 27th, right?
Yo, hey, Jesse.
Oh, wait, no, I'm going to read yours and you read mine.
Oh, okay.
So, are you ready?
I don't know how to read this shit. This doesn't make any sense. Okay, go
it
ahead.
It is crazy.
Okay,
Now that I'm reading it again.
but I'm going to read like what I read it as because I was so confused. Okay,
that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you're me. Yeah.
Yo. Hey, Jesse, we are playing with you tomorrow. Do you need anything in NYC?
Did I write
Can we help y'all in any way? Let me know.
Shit. APA. If in you track one down in your pretty face.
Appa? Did you mean spa? Ha! WTF is Appa? APA like a speaker?
That's still me.
Yeah, and then.
Oh, then you said, okay. Ha ha. Yeah, like for vocals? that's the only bit of equipment we're not traveling with. Sorry if that wasn't worded, if that was worded strange. We played like three shows in the last 36, so I'm a bit off.
Why do you need a PA?
No. Then I fucking freak out, and then it's like,
why do you need a PA?
Then I'm like, wait, Jesse, why do you need a PA?
Because I hope the venue has a PA so we can sync.
So he can yell your text messages.
But in this entire conversation, I'm like, why would someone who's on tour need a PA? And then I realize, and then you're like, oh yeah, the last three venues we have had had no PA. I'm like, God damn it, guys.
Yeah.
How the fuck have you been doing this shit?
I was just trying to hedge my bets. I was tired, and I was like, hey man, I don't want to show up in the.
No, clearly not.
Anybody will let us play, we will play. Anywhere.
I'm super proud of
your
that.
Mom's birthday party, we're there. PA, it's fine. We'll figure it out.
If All Torn Up rolled into a venue and it didn't even own a PA, I'd be like, what the fuck are we going to do here, people? Show's off. We're leaving. We're taking all of our rider, all the M&Ms, the boxes of condoms, the strippers and the cocaine. Load them in the van. We're fucking out of here.
You pull it out of your butt.
Yeah.
We would. Oh, yeah, y'all kill
it. If you blow up an entire PA, then where would you have the room for the White Claw?
All right, listen, let's take a break for a second. Let's listen to a tune. We're going to listen to a song from We the Heathens. Get down.
Thank you.
eyes racing through this hell, engulfed with the worst of lies. Believe me now, you can't suppress a leech upon your mind. The worst of thoughts are killing me. Either way, I'll say I'm fine.
Know how We the Heathens defines their music, because the word, the name Game of Thrones is thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's fair, but others, Jason from All Torn Up, he has thrown that around. He describes it as folk metal if folk metal was the soundtrack for Game of Thrones. That's how he describes.
Brilliant. Oh. I never even thought about it that way. It's great.
How do you guys describe it? I love the music, but I don't know how to describe this to people.
Somebody actually just asked us on the street, like, oh, they're from Greece. And they're like, we don't even have a violin in Greece.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what they said.
It's where the violin was invented, probably. What?
Well, that's what they said.
Oh, well, I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Austerity.
I'm not going to question. On the street, I'm not going to be like, no, fuck you. You get a violin
yeah,
in Greece.
Yeah, dude, you're not from Greece. You're
come
from.
Come on, shut up.
From,
fuck
you're
you.
From, yeah, you're from Brooklyn.
It's
motherfucker.
Greasy.
So how would you describe it, Elliot?
I don't know. I'd never describe it.
Well,
I
then someone
like,
take the mic away from Elliot. Don't, Adam,
it's,
take control here.
It's just folk punk.
Would you describe it as folk punk? People.
No, I
don't describe it
no,
as folk
no, punk. If you're going to
say Adam, you can describe it however you want.
Half of it's folk punk, half
Elliot
of it's like
to describe
acoustic
it.
Neo-crust. That's exactly all. That's all it is.
Mm. Okay. No. There's, so there's no reference.
It's
to
like
Game of
what
Thrones.
You heard before. It's Game of Thrones metal.
But that's with, offensive to you. You don't want to hear that shit.
Oh my God! Shut up. It's so impressive.
I don't give a shit.
I don't know. When I'm writing, I'm not thinking about like, oh, I gotta make this a folk punk song. I'm thinking like, oh, it's full electric with drums and all this shit. Like, yeah. That's how I write.
That's but then when we have to like play it, it's like
it's weak as hell.
You're when you're writing, you're thinking like that. You're
hell
thinking
yeah.
like that, so. Why don't you guys get a drummer? Why don't you guys get a drummer?
We don't. Play
we're thinking about
C
it.
Standard because we don't play in C standard because like we want to play acoustic music. I write all those songs like for like a fucking crust band, but like this is all I got. And he writes those songs for like. A full band, but this is all we got, so that's what we do. And I guess that's what we do.
Yeah, that's the same thing when I write for Disney's. Is like, in my head, Disney's songs sound like, you know, full like and then I realized the reality of the instrumentation of the band. It works, and I'm excited about it because it turns out totally different than it sounds in my head. So when I record it, it sounds nothing like it sounds in my head when I'm writing it, but I still love how it sounds.
Sure.
And that's also why I love Escape from the Zoo, is because if I want to do a song, you know, exactly how it sounds in my head, then I'll throw it to Escape from the Zoo.
Exactly. And drums.
Like, yeah. That, like, driving, like...
Yeah. But
that's just sick. We've never even sat down to
always get
about
what
it.
You want. You know,
I think that's a really good point. That you know, you go with what you got. You don't go with what you want to have. Like, you're not just going to sit on these songs and just wait till you get the fucking situation you want. You go with what you got. This is what you got.
Get creative. You work around corners, and
maybe that's why your guys' music is so incredible, because you have this vision of how these songs are supposed to go, and so when it doesn't really matter what you play them on, because it's going to come out great because they're fucking great songs. They're just great songs. That's not how all Torn Upright songs. It's like,
as Ice-T said in that Rick and Morty episode, a bad song's a bad song. Doesn't matter. Well, I can't remember the quote.
That's pretty close.
But it's pretty close to what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think Ice-T's going to be adding a whole lot of fucking frills and details to that shit.
Back to his whole plan of
yeah.
Doesn't matter. Bad song's bad song. Good song's good song. Instrumentation.
I think
a really good song, you could just do a cappella and it fucking rip, right?
I think drums would take away from what you guys have there. I mean, I think I
agree too in a way, but at the same time, I kind of want to try it.
I mean, it would be a lot easier, I think, for you guys.
But
I don't know how
this
you guys
started from a lack of people, right?
But it seems like it would be insanely hard to just be up there and you guys just staying in sync without. I know you guys just practice endlessly, but
no.
Fuck.
Yeah.
No
we'd
percussion.
We'd have to get a very good. And our fourth member. We have a fourth member.
Oh yeah, Amanda's
Talk about Amanda.
Amanda's our newest member. She plays cello and she fucking kills it.
She's goddamn beautiful.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
She's a goddamn angel. She's like the nicest person.
Don't tell her.
She's the nicest person.
Don't tell her.
Anyone? No, Amanda is the nicest fucking person I've ever met.
She's a bitch.
No, he's a liar. You can no. What do you?
But at least with you know what when you with Days and Days and obviously with Escape with the Zoo, you guys have percussion. You're keeping the time. It just would seem so fucking crazy hard to do this shit without a percussion. I mean, when we go into the studio and like playing to like a click, even when you have a click track, there's still a metronome or something like that, and you're trying to stay in time. It's super hard to fucking get a fucking bunch of people synced up.
Our click track is insane. Like we actually don't do that shit.
No.
Well, I mean, I mean, I'm not going to speak for Days and Days or anything, but for Escape from the Zoo. Yeah.
This is the point you really wanted to touch on?
Yeah. The click track. Yeah.
Jackson's just been kicking it the whole interview, and then we brought up Click Tracks that we've, which we've never used ever. And Paxton's like, "Hand me the mic. I have so much to say about Click Tracks."
It's crazy. Wait.
Give the microphone back to him.
I am giving the mic away. Come on.
I don't know. Like, I've been a drummer for like almost half of my life, and the chop. How am I not a drummer?
No one can hear anybody without the mic. So go ahead, Elliot. You can just do whatever you want. You don't have to give them the mic.
If you compare how often you play guitar compared to how often you play drums, you have like negative drums.
But in his heart,
also you play the guitar like you like. Yeah, that dick. It's impossible to play the drums with that huge cock.
But the bass drum is just his dick hitting the floor.
It's just a throbbing penis. You guys are gonna regret this dick talk tomorrow.
Okay, man,
a lot of drinking going on here. This dick talk.
That's your new name.
You do the. In all seriousness, you play the guitar like the snare drum. That's what seems like it keeps everything on track. So, that's what if I was playing like banjo or something with y'all, that's what would keep me on track. Because you have like the bass and the snare built into the rhythm that you play the guitar to.
I mean, I thought I was looking pretty carefully today when you guys were playing together, because I'm I don't know how they're going to do it. And y'all were pretty fucking tight. There was like a tiny moment where there was a second where Adam and Elliot were just like almost off, and then I was like, boom, right back.
It's the CD playing over the PA.
It's like, not. I was watching.
We're actually all too fucked up.
Let me see it.
Back to the Click Track.
No, for real. It's... at least when I play, if we ever fall off by like a millisecond, I'm watching. Like, I can't always hear him, but I'm watching your hand. I don't know if you're like watching me or at all, but I'm watching your hand. And I do it visually.
It's
I don't do it by sound. I do it visually.
Adam said he can never hear you, and that's just, I watch you guys play two times in my entire life, and I know that is not true. Even the last show, you're listening. You're just listening so closely.
Yeah, to the thump of his cock.
To the thump of Elliot's throbbing fucking schlong. Yeah.
All right, listen.
You know what? The worst part about tour is that his dick is so big that I just miss Wisconsin because like it's like fucking brat fry Tuesday. Like, need to get back to Wisco because this fucking throbbing piece of meat in the van is just like constantly reminding me of home. And there's always like bits of cheese oozing out of it.
All right, listen.
But whatever, you know.
We talk about.
We stay on time, you know. We stay on time.
We talked about. I'm gonna ease off Elliot's cock for just 30 seconds.
But it is.
Ease off Elliot's cock.
Hey, no, Joey. But did you die?
30 seconds. Dude,
did you even try it?
I died out.
Did you even try it?
I'm trying to ease off of it. I've just
it
tried
only
it too
lasts
much.
30 seconds, dude.
I want to know before we're gonna wrap up in a minute, but I want to know fucked up stories. I always want to know the fucked up stories until we talked about Skatetopia. You guys have been We the Heathens, and Escape from the Zoo, but also then before Days and Days. No crazy shit. I want to check in on the crazy shit meeting. No crazy fights. No one got stabbed. I don't want to know about the crazy shit you found on the ground.
I pissed myself at Skatetopia.
Did you?
She peed the van.
I peed the van. I was the first one. I did not poop the tub. No.
Okay.
No,
so
in, I did not.
In Louisville, we stay with this nice couple.
Nope. She pooped in the tub.
Robin got blackout drunk and she sleptwalk.
That's a whole nother thing.
She sleptwalk and she woke up. Her feces were smeared all over the tub with some loose change.
No!
A couple of broken condoms. And then she woke up in the people that hosted us bed.
No!
Loose change?
No, all right, no,
what the fuck was the loose change?
Let me clarify.
Wait. We don't hate it. We don't hate it. It's perfectly fine.
Go ahead, Robin. You get a right. You get the right to
reply.
We've
all done it.
Yeah. I speak for myself. Yeah. All right. So I didn't poop the tub. I peed in someone's. I peed in their bathtub. Apparently, and I feel bad about that. But
hey, sorry, Brent.
Yeah, that was a bummer. They were very nice. And
okay, so lock the bathroom doors tonight. All right, mental note.
But then later, I pooped outside on accident one time. But it was not in a tub, and it was not in anyone's house. It was outside. I thought I was just squatting. And just,
Robin,
I covered it with a white claw box just to make sure no one stepped in it. I did the right thing. I did the right thing.
I almost kicked that.
Except for the person who's got to pick up the claw box.
No, you know what sucked, though? Okay, so I shit outside on accident. And then it was like, it was right in the front of the van, right in the front of the van, in front of this garage, and next to the, well, where we were playing. And I didn't think anyone's going to go back there. So I'm like, sweet, I got this toilet paper. I'm like, I got my shit wipe. I'm going to throw it back there. No one's going to fuck with it. And I go inside. We're about to play. And then they just, everyone's like, yeah, we're loading it in. And they open up the door. And then everyone's walking all over it. And I'm like, oh, no.
Another thing, when we were coming into New York City today, you know, like when you tow a trailer, you have to pay more for tolls. We had to, not only we have to pay for an extra axle, they charged us for Elliot's dick. They're like, what the fuck is that smell? And like, you guys are like 25,000 pounds overweight.
25,000 pounds.
We have to go to the weigh station every time you see a weigh station on the side of the highway. We got to hit that because of Elliot's dick.
25,000 pounds.
It's just too heavy. We have to.
Pure.
We're getting
North
inspected
American
all the time.
Diesel.
We're getting inspected all the time. God, why do I have this?
My favorite story.
If anybody wants to know,
ZZ
Top is tattooed on the head of his dick.
One at a time, kid.
Okay, go ahead.
I cannot remember last time the crazy story, but I know ours. Aside from just being in Skate Toby and playing at 5:30 in the morning, I did Whippets for the first time. And I got fucked. I don't know if
I saw a man once tackle a refrigerator on Whippets, like straight tackle a refrigerator. Yeah,
I didn't.
But this guy was
sucking
on a Whippets fucking like canister.
I did not realize. Yeah. I tried a cracker one time at the Bo Olympics.
Well, that was racist.
With sturgeon. God damn it! I did one at the Bo Olympics, but I didn't really do it right because I was kind of scared.
I like when you're all vulnerable, Jesse, and you tell us, like, I'm scared.
We were at Camp Krusty in West Virginia the other day, and we played, and after we played the show, this dude had, like, a bunch of Whippets and balloons, and he was, like, filling, like, two Whippets in each balloon, and I didn't understand how to do it, so I just, like, went for it, and I was... Just
we
like,
can't see your eyes on this.
Oh, for the podcast listener, my eyes are crazy huge right now. I was so gone. And we did Whippets for like what seems like forever. And I was so, and I have a very addictive personality. And I found something that I really liked. Koi was asleep on the top of the mini ramp that's in the church part of Camp Krusty. Camp Krusty is just like a giant abandoned church that they built a ramp in and everybody lives in now. So I went and woke up Koi, and apparently I just like grabbed him like a child, like a baby, and like lifted him up and dropped him down the mini ramp. And I was like, "Come do Whippets with me." And then
you're waking up.
He's carrying him like a child.
And then,
I'm blackout drunk. I have no idea what's fucking going on. The next thing you know, I'm fucking super high and fucking Whippets and like looking at Jesse as his fucking face melts off his fucking skull. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then suddenly, out of nowhere, I wake up on the couch. Where
just good,
asleep.
Just good to go.
I wake up to him, be like, yo.
And then Elliot's dick.
Yeah, you know, Elliot's dick just fucking
flops right next to my fucking chin.
All 25,000 pounds.
Right? I was scared. I was scared. I thought my fucking skull was going to get crushed. And then I got fucking Jesse yelling at me like, "You stupid motherfucker. You're like, you had the keys the whole fucking time." I'm like, I don't know what to do. I got this giant dick next to my face. I'm drunk and like still high from whippets, and there's keys next to me.
Like, my favorite
you
stories.
Make it sound like my dick is something out of like Dune or something.
Yes, it is.
Well, it doesn't have all those teeth in it. Actually. It's fucked up.
Only a few people
have to deal with.
You think Doom is scary? No.
Elliot's dick.
Elliot's dick is on a dead space.
I didn't say Doom. I said Dune.
Dune. The fucking Shyamalan motherfuckers.
My dick's got the spice.
I don't know
about that spice. My favorite stories from Escape from the Zoo do all include when Koi has blackout drunk. Those are always the best. All right. I want to say thank you.
Actually, it used to belong to Aragorn. That's really, how epic his dick is.
I really want to say thank you to everyone who's made it through listening to this podcast.
Because we're so sorry about that.
It has been... I don't know how I'm going to edit this, but probably not going to. So there was a lot of great stuff that you missed that were in side conversations, but just trust me, it was all hilarious. And thank you guys for fucking doing this interview with me.
Yeah.
Escape from the Zoo.
Thank you so much. I sincerely and deeply apologize for everyone here that I'm not going to give the microphone to again till this is done.
Jesse, just to be clear.
Yeah, I'm going to high road you.
Jesse was in charge of the microphone. That was made clear, but it was not clear who was in charge of crowd control during the interview.
I was the
So that was my fault, Jesse, and I apologize.
Hey.
And well, I'll see y'all in hell, so that's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, get down.
Meet you there.
Let's listen to another tune. Here is Escape from the Zoo from Houston, Texas. Get down.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the end of the episode. Again, a huge thank you to We the Heathens from Wisconsin and Escape from the Zoo from Houston, Texas, for taking time out of their busy tour schedule to do this interview with us. I had a blast doing it. I'm pretty sure most of them had a blast doing it. I think Jesse might have got a little frustrated since I put him in charge of wrangling these cats. But he did a great job, and I think that we got a lot of information out of it and had a little bit of fun. I think you had a little bit more than a little bit of fun, but it was a good time. So thank you all very much. I'm sure they're going to be touring again very soon near you. They have a ton of side project bands, so go pay very close attention to these folks and all of the bands that they're in. We tried to get a glimpse of that at the beginning of the episode, but again, it got a little out of control. So thank you all for wrangling through this one. I think it was a good time. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Bandcamp. I believe both those bands have new releases out on Bandcamp. And yeah, we'll see them again soon. I want to also mention before we finish the episode that my band All Torn Up, who I hollered at a little bit earlier from giving all their help that they did to make Punk Island happen, my band All Torn Up is going to be on tour with Leftover Crack. It's happening like right now as we speak, July and August. We're touring some like the eastern part of Europe, and then we're going up to play the Rebellion Fest in the United Kingdom, and then we're playing Dublin. So if you are in any of those areas, make sure you come check out All Torn Up. We're going to be on tour. We got a great new album, Social Immolation, out, and we'll be happy to hang out and talk. If you listen to the podcast, mention that, and I'll give you some free shit. As for the rest of you, you can get down with us. We have a new episode up every 2 weeks on dispatchmanagrant.com. You can also check out our archives. There's a ton of episodes, years and years worth of episodes on du.libsyn.com, or you can just go to dispatchwithmanagrant.com and click on the archive section. Check out some of the old episodes. We did a bunch of great episodes with Days and Days in the past. Jesse's been on a few times now, and he's always spectacular. But there's a ton of episodes up there, so just, you know, meander around, take a look around, see if there's anything you want to check out. Obviously, there's a subscribe button on our website, too, for you guys to continually get new updates from us all the time, so you do not miss an episode. There's a merch section. There's a donate section. There's a bunch of ways for you to get involved, figure out what you're into and what you want to get down with, and then go ahead and do it. And we'll see you all very, very soon. Till then, I hope you all dug it. Get down. Here is a tune by All Torn Up. It's called Remote Control Man, and it's about this two-sided irony that we have going on in our world today, where the United States is conducting illegal and unjust wars with robots so that their soldiers can't even disagree to carry out their messed up and whacked out plan to assassinate and murder innocent people in Waziristan, Pakistan. And on the flip side, we have a population here in the United States that is totally acquiescent to everything that's put out by Fox News and CNN and the politicians and whoever else. It simply nods their heads and goes along with whatever they're told or not told, and they don't question it. And it leaves us with this remote control man. So here's Remote Control Man. It's a song that is inspirational to the rest of our album, Drone Life, which you can check out on our Bandcamp page, alltornup.bandcamp.com. Here's All Torn Up, Remote Control Man. Get down. Shut up!